Good afternoon. I'm Bob McDonald. I'm the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and I'm pleased to be here in Hot Springs, South Dakota. I'm joined by Sandra Horseman, the director of the Black Hills Healthcare System. Also, we've got other experts here from Washington, D.C., and from the regional, Jan Murphy, from the regional organization of the VA. I came to South Dakota with the sole purpose of listening. Listening to veteran service organizations, leaders, congressional staff, VA employees, citizens, the mayor. I'm here to listen. It's clear from my discussions today that the topic on everyone's mind is what will ultimately happen to the Hot Springs facility. I want to emphasize that no decision has been made at this point. It's my decision to make, and I have not made a decision, and I did not come here with a prejudice toward a decision. As you may know, the final environmental impact statement has been published on the Federal Register, and we've gotten a number of comments. I'm sure many of you took the time to comment on the document previously, and those comments have informed the document. In fact, one entire appendix comes from the Save the VA organization. For those of you who have read it, you know that many alternatives were analyzed in the EIS. I had the opportunity to hear more about many of those alternatives today, and that was all very helpful discussion. Let me assure you that our top priority will always be, providing high quality, safe, and accessible care for veterans in the area. Now, one of the reasons I came here was to get a firsthand view of the facility and to talk with the veterans in the area. The best part of this job is when I get out of Washington, D.C., and when I meet with veterans. Getting to know them and being reminded of who the VA is serving is what ensures that the decisions we make keep veterans at the center, at the forefront of everything that we do. I appreciate their honesty, and I appreciate the opportunity to understand their perspective. So here's a thumbnail of what I saw and what I heard from veterans today. First of all, on a national basis, you should know that VA has a very aging infrastructure. Nationally, 60% of our buildings are over 50 years old. If you look at the independent budget, which is put together by some of our best veteran service organizations, they would say that Congress has underfunded the infrastructure of the VA by $9 billion over the last 5 years. So we're struggling with an aging infrastructure at a time where American medicine is causing that infrastructure to have to be different. One example is an operating room today is about twice the size of what it was in the past because of the digital equipment you need to perform surgery. As I went around the facility today, what I saw was a group of people trying to deal with that, trying to find ways to upgrade the facility to make sure that we continue to provide the best care for veterans. One thing we will not do is compromise that care, compromise that safety. So I've heard a lot of comments today as I walked around the facility and talked to veterans. I heard comments just now in the town hall. We take all of those to heart. And I wanted to hear from veterans and from the citizens of Hot Springs before we make a decision. Likewise, we also had an employee town hall meeting, and you should know these are some of the very best employees in the VA. This is a 5-star rated facility, which is our rating system of our facilities. It's the top rating. I value the feedback of those employees, of the union leaders, of the people. We have no hope of taking care of our veterans unless we take care of our employees. In fact, that's why improving the experience of our employees is one of our 5 MyVA transformation strategies right after improving the veteran experience. What often goes unnoticed is that our employees are truly members of the community they serve, and that's certainly true here in Hot Springs, and I think we all got a sense for that spirit from the discussion we had in the last room, particularly the way Ricky talked about his ability to overcome an addiction and how the community embraced him. VA is a community partner here and throughout the state. represented by the employees who work here and in the facilities across the Black Hills healthcare system. That's why we're adding a call center here. As we've done work to improve the number of veterans and make it easier for veterans to sign up for VA healthcare, which, by the way, if you compare with 2010, we have 2 million fewer veterans in the country than we had in the year 2010, yet we have 1.2 million more veterans signed up for VA healthcare. The healthcare sign-up rate has more than doubled. We're making it easier. We're no longer requiring paperwork, a phone call, an email, on the internet. It's getting easier and easier to sign up for healthcare, and that's what we want, because we want veterans to have access to the VA healthcare system. We always try to do what's right and what's best for veterans, and we're privileged to serve those veterans. I'm a veteran myself, and I see my role is exactly that, is doing the harder right versus easier wrong to make sure that we care for veterans. So I'd be happy to take any questions or comments that you have. Yes, ma'am, please.
I'm Monica Davis from Houston.
Monica? Nice to meet you, Monica.
Thank you. According to Twitter, former Governor Sarah Palin is under consideration for Secretary of VA Affairs. What is your opinion?
My opinion is I'm in this role until at least January 20. The process in the government is that all cabinet secretaries submit their resignation effective January 20, which is the day of the inauguration. And as President Obama has said very clearly, at any one time in this country, we have one president. Right now, we have one president, it's President Obama. We have one secretary of the VA, it's me. And I'm keeping my head down and working as hard as I can for veterans until January 20. And it'll be up to President Trump as to who he chooses as the next VA secretary. So I don't really have an opinion.
If he does choose someone else, will that kind of speed up the timeline of your decision on the VA hospital here in Hot Springs?
I think those are independent. Certainly, I'm going to take as much responsibility as I can for making sure we have a very smooth transition. President Obama has said to all of us that he wants to have the very best transition possible, and I think he's demonstrated that with the number of meetings he's had with President-elect Trump, number of phone calls he's had, and I want to do the very same thing with whoever the next secretary may be. I want to make sure that there is no stop in the momentum that we have. Let me, if I can, just bore you a minute with what we've been doing. We've been on a journey of transformation. Five strategies: improve the veteran experience, improve the employee experience, create internal support services that are worthy of veterans, create a culture of continuous improvement, have strategic partnerships. What have we done? 4 million more completed medical appointments since last year. We've hired over 1,200 new doctors, over 2,300 new nurses. We've expanded clinic hours to evenings and weekends. That's how we've done more appointments. We've done 700,000 plus telehealth appointments. So it's all about access. It's about providing easy ways to get veterans into the system. No paperwork anymore, a phone call or the internet, and making sure those veterans get the very best care possible. So we're gonna keep after that. The job's not done.
Stuart Huntington, KOTA TV.
Hi, Stuart.
ABC affiliate.
I'm Bob.
To follow up on the question previous, do you anticipate making a decision before the change in administration?
I think so. I'm not certain, but I think so. And the reason I think so is I think most of the data is in, but that's the reason I'm here today. I'm here to get as much data as I can. I did get some new data today, and I've got to take that into account. So being able to tell you what the specific timeline is, I don't know. Because I haven't had the time to look at all the new data I've gotten today, but my intention is not to shirk my responsibility, if I can say it that way, and is to take whatever responsible decision needs to be taken. I just think it's important that we've been in this rather purgatory situation here for some time, and I don't think it's helpful to veterans, and I don't think it's helpful to employees. So I want to do whatever I'm responsible for doing, which is making a decision as quickly as possible once all the data is in.
Hi, I'm John Wilson.
Hi, John.
Black Hills Fox in Rapid City. my question was, what were some of the biggest points you took away from here that maybe influenced your decision one way or the other? What's maybe the biggest hitting point that came into your mind after visiting Hot Springs?
Well, it's what you would expect. I've read every report. I've taken this very seriously. But until you actually go to a place and you actually walk the halls or see the painted eagle that used to be a fountain or stand in the spiral staircase or stand in the entryway looking up at the multiple layers and thinking about the history of our country, the veterans who have served and how this facility has served them, or listen to the comments that you hear in the town hall meetings. Words on paper are very different than feeling all of that, and that's why I wanted to be here to feel it. I think it was Maya Angelou said something like, you know, what matters is from an experience isn't what you do, it's how you feel. And we certainly believe that's the case with veterans. We're worried about getting them the best technical medical care they can get, but we also know that the way they feel coming away from the experience is very important. So that's why it's important for me to be here. Yes, sir. Hi, Lee.
The call center is supposed to employ roughly 200 jobs, and the VA hospital in Hot Springs is like what the community rallies around. Is the call center possibly like a window into possibly alleviating that and moving services up to Rapid City? Or what's the thing?
Well, we put the call center here because we need the call center. But certainly the EIS study was in progress, and so certainly we took account of that. But we need new call centers. Because we've made access to care so much easier, and because we've made our Veterans Crisis Line so much more easy to connect with, we've opened up a huge need that we have for more call center capability. We're building a new Crisis Line call center in Atlanta. We're hiring roughly 300 people there, I think it is. We're building a new call center here. And all of that's designed to make sure that when a veteran calls us, the phone gets answered. And that's what we're committed to. So certainly we had the ES study in mind, but that's not the only reason that we would do it.
We have time for one more question.
I really appreciate y'all being here. It shows how important this is to the community. I know that. The mayor's told me that many times. But I appreciate y'all being here because it shows the community commitment and your personal commitment to this, but also importantly to veterans in general. And we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.